Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Bookseller Podcast, the bi-weekly podcast discussing all things Amazon bookselling.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Prime Bookselling Podcast. We're back again. And in this episode, we're going to talk about something I think I've been talking about doing this episode for quite some time, but I've just been kind of putting it off because there's a little bit more that goes into this episode than some of the other episodes. And I just wanted to get my research right and make sure that I had all the things put in the right place to give you the right information for this. So what we're going to talk about today is just the strategy that I use to fund a Amazon business. And by no means do you have to use this strategy because, especially when you're selling books, books don't use a lot of capital and you can very easily build a business without leveraging any sort of debt to do it. But this is just a system I've created to build it. And I think it's a very powerful system and it allows people very easily to get a hold of the capital they can to really scale a business. With that said, this is utilizing credit. And as many of you out there probably know, some people handle credit well and other people do not. So this is kind of my disclaimer of realize what you're going to learn in this episode is really how to harness and take advantage of credit. But if you have a longstanding history of not being able to properly use credit, what I'm going to teach you here is probably just going to be more detrimental to you than not knowing how to use credit. Because if you just cannot control yourself when you have access to money, this is just going to show you how you can get access to more money, which means you're just going to put yourself further into debt. The other thing I want to point out with this is that this is not something you should be doing from day one in your business. If you're first getting started selling on Amazon, go at it slow and steady and prove to yourself that the system that you're using works. Do not take words from me or anybody else on the internet that says, hey, do this and it will work. Prove it to yourself because just because it works for me doesn't mean it will work for you, as well as you don't know who I am. I could just be making this all up and it might not work, which I assure you I don't. I've been doing this for 13 years. It does work, but there's a whole lot of things each of us individually that can make us fail or succeed in certain things that you have to be take an idea and go into it with caution to make sure that that idea works for you, if that makes sense. So what we're going to talk about today is how you can utilize interest-free credit cards to basically build yourself a revolving line of credit that you can use to make inventory purchases. Now, this may sound really scary because, again, it's credit cards are scary and lots of people get themselves in trouble with credit cards. But there is one thing that I've learned, and that is that if you understand the way the credit system works, the credit system can be the biggest asset you have as a business owner. And I'm going to give you a basic breakdown of the credit system so you can kind of understand what you need to be thinking about as you're doing this. And in theory, if you do this correctly, you, in theory, should never really get yourself in too deep of trouble with credit. Again, depending on the person you are, if you're a person that is going to see a system like this and is just going to start going out and opening massive amounts of credit lines and spending all that money, you are going to get yourself into trouble because that's just not a good idea. But if you take this slowly but surely and make sure that you're doing it in a cautious way, that if for whatever reason something blows up and you're stuck with a bunch of credit card debt, as long as you have a system in the back of your mind of how in the inevitable that that happens, this is what I'm going to do to get myself out of the jam, this can be the strong biggest asset to your business. So the first thing I recommend with anybody that does this is to go and get yourself an account with Credit Karma. Credit Karma is just a website that basically you sign up for and they monitor your credit score for you. So you can log in at any time and see what your credit score is. a lot, some people, if you read on the internet, look up Credit Karma, people will say that Credit Karma is garbage because their credit score is not actually the true credit score that credit card companies use, blah, 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 blah. And for the most part, I'm not saying that that's not true. But the point is that Credit Karma gives you a good ballpark idea of where your credit score sits. And that's really all you need. You don't need to know the specific number exactly. You just need to know a ballpark of, am I keeping myself in a safe zone on credit, on my credit score? And this is really important because even if you pay all your credit cards on time, if you do everything right with credit, with the system that we're talking about in this episode, you are going to carry credit card balances. And because of that, there is a certain thing within your credit score that has a huge burden on how much credit you can get, and that's the utilization. And you are going to be taking dings on your utilization because you're carrying credit balances. So you might say, well, what is utilization? Well, that basically means what they do is they take a look at all the credit that you have available, and then they look and say, okay, how much is this person carrying a balance on? And if that is over 30%, that is going to significantly start dropping your credit score. So you never want it to get above that 30%, because you can inevitably, if you do that, you might take your credit score down to the point where you can no longer get credit, which is what we want to avoid in this system, because the most efficient way and the most safe way to do this is that as long as you can continue to get credit, you probably will never get yourself in trouble. So how do we do this? So the important thing is that what we're going to do is basically every credit card that comes, as long as you get a credit card from a major bank, if you go to like your little private credit union, they're probably not going to offer this, but any bank, any major bank, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, U.S. Bank, they're all going to offer you credit cards that have 12 months free interest. And 12 months is basically the standard. It can go anywhere. I've seen 15, 18 months, whatever they offer, you can get interest-free credit for that duration. So what this system, all of this system does is you're going to go get one of those credit cards, and that's going to become solely, the purpose of that credit card is solely to buy inventory for your business. So you get this credit card, you now have a $5,000 credit line of, or whatever the credit card company gives you. I use $5,000 because I find that most, when you're a new customer to a credit card company, most credit card companies give you around $5,000. I can tell you that banks like Wells Fargo, and in my experience, Bank of America, they're a little bit higher, but for a general consensus, $5,000 is a pretty good thing that you'll get on any new credit card. So what you could do is you can just go nab up one of these credit cards and bam, now you have $5,000 in credit that is interest-free for 15 months. Now, keep in mind, it's interest-free for 15 months, but you still do have to make the minimum payment on that credit card. So, which is really not that big of a deal, because if you run up a $5,000 bill on that credit card, your minimum payment's going to be probably $50 to $80 a month. So if you're using this credit line the way you're supposed to and buying only inventory with it, there should be no reason why. If you spend $5,000 on inventory for your Amazon store and you don't make $80 in a month back from Amazon, you have a serious, serious problem with your sourcing method, because that should never, never happen. So, and that's why I say before you jump into this, if you're a newer seller, prove that your system works before you go and blow $5,000 on inventory using a system that does not work. So, okay, so we're going to get a $5,000 credit card, and we're going to go out and make inventory purchases for all $5,000, right? Wrong. Because what's going to happen now, let's just say you only have one credit card. That credit card has a $5,000 balance. If you charge all $5,000 on that credit card, I mentioned earlier that an important aspect of this is the utilization of your credit score. So if you have $5,000 in open credit and you use all $5,000 of it, your utilization is going to be at 100%. And if your utilization is at 100%, no bank is going to give you another credit card until you bring that utilization down. It does not matter if you make your payments on time. It does not matter anything. If you're the perfect credit angel, if you have that kind of utilization, they are never going to give you any more credit. So this is kind of a game where, okay, I take out, let's just say I'm starting fresh new, have no credit cards on my credit score at all. And I take out that first $5,000 credit score. I should only use 30% of that $5,000 to make sure that my utilization stays under 30%. And once I use up that 30%, then what I can do is go back, get another interest-free credit card. Now I have $10,000. Do the math. What's 30% of $10,000? If I'm good at math, that's $3,000. So now you have $3,000 available to you. And you can just continue to accrue these credit cards within a manageable level. Again, remember that this is credit and someday you do have to pay it back. And so don't get in your head that, well, I'm just going to go get $100,000 worth of credit scores, which I will tell you right now, if you try to do that anyways, they probably will at some point in time just stop you from allowing you to get more credit cards. Because if you go apply for 10 credit cards at one time, more than likely once they see that, they're going to stop giving you credit again because they see that as a high risk thing. You're going after way too much credit. So the important thing of this is that it's got to kind of be a slow burn. Like what I recommend is, if you're relatively new, don't have a lot of credit scores, I'd almost recommend trying to go after, if you can get away with doing it, do this where you get a new credit card every 6 months. And now I fully understand that's going to take a long time to build up to, you know, like at a let's just say every 6 months, you're getting another $5,000. You're right. You're not going to build up to a really sustainable level of credit in a short term. But you are taking steps, and in a year, you will have a sizable amount of money available to you, which in the fact that it took you a year, maybe in your eyes, that sucks because you want to grow faster than that. But that's also not that big of a deal because that gives you a lot more time to refine your system and make your business run better. So that when you are putting out $20,000, $30,000 into your business, your system is that much more polished, much more effective. So there's just a lot more risk, less risk associated with that. So basically with this system, what we're going to do is we are going to utilize interest-free credit cards, and we're going to keep our utilization under 30%. Keeping your utilization under 30% is probably the most important piece of this, on top of just being intelligent and not getting greedy with this. Do not try to open like 10 credit cards at one time to get a jump start on this, because I can't tell you what's going to happen to your credit score when you do that. Somebody that has played with credit scores a lot more than I have probably can. I've never done that to see what happens, but I just imagine that that's going to go as a huge red mark on your credit score, which is just going to slow down this process in the end. But if you do it slow over time, and I say 6 months, every 6 months get a new card, you can probably be a little more aggressive than that. I'm just telling you, 6 months, you're safe. Anything less than that, kind of go into it with caution, because I know that the amount of inquiries that go onto your credit score is not a huge hit on your credit score, but it is still a hit on your credit score. So you just kind of want to be cautious with things like that, because you just, this is, look at the credit system as a game, and you just have to be really careful when you play that game to make sure that you keep that score right where it needs to be. And if anybody's not aware, my experience, if you can keep your credit score above a 700, you'll never really have problems getting credit. And some people might ask, well, how much credit can you get before they're just going to shut you down? And I've actually researched this, and I can tell you that based on the way I understand the credit score working and a lot of people on the internet saying the same thing, that inevitably the only thing that will ever stop you from being able to get more credit if you maintain a good credit score is just that you might run out of credit card companies that are willing to give you more credit cards because, credit card companies look at your credit score when they run you for a credit card, but they also look at how much money they've given you already in credit. And if they have already given you a ton of money, they might just say, no, we're not going to give you anymore. So, but the point is that you have a lot of room to grow here. And as you can imagine, if you do this 2-3 years over time, you're going to have an huge amount of credit line available to you. Now, one of the important things to realize is that after these introductory periods of credit, of that interest-free credit, then obviously these credit cards switch to standard credit cards and they have ridiculously high interest rates in the 25 to 30% range, depending on, you know, what the credit card is, blah, blah, blah. But what happens to a credit card when the interest-free runs out? Well, you can look at it as, well, now that card is useless to me, but it really isn't. Because what happens is, let's just say I take out a $5,000 credit card and I pay off that balance within that 15-month interest-free period, so I never pay any interest on that card. Now that card doesn't have interest-free anymore. What happens? Well, you can just shut it off, let it sit there on your credit limit. And now, even though you're not using it, it's still putting $5,000 on your available credit, which is raising your utilization up. So you have $5,000 in credit that you're using 0% of. So now you get another credit card. Normally that it's $5,000. 30% of that is whatever it is. Well, you can basically take this $5,000 of that credit card that doesn't have interest free on it, batch it together and take 30% of that. So it's growing the amount of credit you can use. So basically what I'm saying here is that you might have five credit cards on your over here that don't have interest free anymore. But what those five credit cards are doing for you is they're giving you $25,000 on your credit score to raise your utilization up so you can use more of the available credit on your interest-free credit cards, if that makes sense. Hopefully it does. So, as you can see, even though these cards only have a lifeline of 15 months and then they kind of become useless, they're constantly building up your credit to make more available to you. So, over time, it's just going to balloon and balloon and balloon. So maybe when you start, you'll only have $6,000 of credit that you can utilize. Well, after 2-3 years, you'll have $30,000 in credit line, and you'll still have your utilization under a certain amount. So you're safe to continue to get credit. So as you can see, this is a huge asset that can build you a large, large amount of capital that you can use for your Amazon business. And the beauty of it is that because you're a bookseller, you don't need access to a large amount of capital. You know, like when we're talking about like $30,000 in credit for a bookseller, that's a huge amount of money that you can run a pretty decent business off of with, you know, and that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. Whereas with so many other business models, it might take you that much longer because you'll need that much more credit because everything costs so much more. But books, they're cheap and they have high profit margins. So it doesn't take you a significant amount of money to build a sustainable business. So I think one of the obvious questions that people are going to have with this system is, okay, so I take out this credit card and 15 months from now, I haven't made enough money to pay them off. What do I do? Because now I'm stuck paying 30% on that credit card. And this is true. And for the most part, as long as you have a good sourcing system, this should absolutely never happen to you. Because, and especially if you're running your business in such a way where, especially it, I would recommend anybody that's doing this as a hobby, as a starting out hobby, is I would recommend you pour every dollar that you make right back into the business until you get it to a significant, well, I shouldn't say significant level, but you get it to the level you want it to be at. So if your goals are to make $3,000 extra a month, you know, don't treat this as an income source for you until you are making $3,000 a month. And you'll never have to worry about this. But let's just say something happens, you know, Amazon goes down for 6 months and you don't sell a single book for 6 months and you get to the end of one of these 15-month credit cards and you have been unable to pay off the balance. What do you do now? Are you done? Are you screwed? No, you're not. Because now what you can do is either existing credit cards that you have or new credit cards will always, almost always have a balance transfer option. And what that means is that for a small fee, you can take that balance off of that credit card, transfer it to a different credit card company and put it on their credit card. You'll pay like 5% or something, 3 to 5% generally to do this. But then once it's transferred to that new credit card, as long as you have either a promotion where you have 12 months interest free, which happens all the time with credit cards, or it's a brand new credit card and they also have a promotion for 12 to 15 months free of interest, for a small 5% fee, you can transfer that balance over to another credit card and now have another 15 months to pay that off. So as you can see, as long as you do this intelligently, and as long as you keep that credit score in a safe place, this system is almost foolproof. It's just about understanding the way the credit system works and not overdoing it. And this is the big key. This is the problem that most people run into with credit, is because they see the power of credit and they overuse it. And generally, a lot of us, that this isn't something that is really our fault, because the banks are willing to give us this money. So we think, oh, well, we're going to use it. But the problem is that on the back end, we ourselves don't understand the way the credit system works. So we hit a point and then we look and we say, well, why can't I get any more credit? I've paid all my credit cards off. I'm paying all the minimum payments. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Why is my credit score in the toilet? And it's because you don't understand this utilization component of it. And you can be the greatest credit customer in the world, but if your utilization is too high, they're just going to shut you down. So this is a game, and it takes understanding the right way to utilize that game to make it the most powerful. And the best way to do that is a slow burn over time, you know, keeping that utilization low and just continuing to grow and grow and grow this. And really, in theory, if you're an ambitious person, you can grow this as big as you want using this system. Personally, I don't think, first of all, I think with just about any Amazon book business, there's just going to become a point where there's going to be more money coming in than you'll ever need, that you'll need to stop utilizing credit. But either way, that option is always available to you, and it's a resource that you can use. But again, I want to reinforce that this is credit, and look around you. There are very good chances that somebody that you know, maybe you don't even realize it, but there are somebody you know has gone bankrupt. And 90% of the time, there's the main two main things that make people go bankrupt is medical bills and credit cards. So realize that while this is a huge opportunity for you to take your business to the next level, that keep in mind that at the same time, this is also one of these things that people get wrapped up in, make a lot of mistakes, and really screw things up for themselves. So if you're going to try this system, I highly recommend it to anybody, because I think it's a game changer for your business. And it is not something you will hear about on any other podcast, but it's a game changer, but it's also a game changer with risks. And you have to really, really sit down and understand what you're doing before you do this. and just understand the risks inquired with it. Because probably, let's just say 10 of you out there try this system, there's a good chance that 7 of you will fail and 3 of you will thrive. And that's just the way it is. So I highly listen to this episode. I highly recommend, if you do have any questions about this system, I think I did a pretty good job of explaining how it works. But if there are any questions, if you're seriously thinking about exploring this as an option to help grow your business, reach out to me and we can run through it to make sure that you've got all your bells and whistles in line. And on the other flip side, if you take a step back, look at yourself and say, you know what, I have just a really, really bad history with credit, then I would tell you, please, just don't do this. Just don't do it, because it's not worth the risk. But if you've been good with credit, all it matters is signing up for that Credit Karma account, taking a look at it, understanding the way your credit score works, and just proceed with it with a lot of caution. You know, don't be aggressive with this strategy. Baby step into it. Make sure you truly, truly understand how the credit system works and how to keep your credit score growing and growing and growing. And it could be one of the biggest game changers for your business. At least I have found that it is one of the biggest game changers for my business. But again, it's all about approaching it in the right way, not doing it wrong, keeping that credit score happy. And that's why I encourage everybody, if you're going to do this, get Credit Karma, because it's constantly monitoring your credit score. So you know exactly when you've done something that's going to cause it to drop. You can even watch every time you get a credit card, you can see how much that credit drop affects your score. And you will find out that using the 6-month strategy, you'll get a temporary blip in your credit score. When you get a new credit card, it'll drop like 6 points, but then it'll come right back up within the next 3 months. So, and you'll just really, as you start monitoring this and start seeing this, you'll start to learn that just how powerful of a strategy this can be. And personally, the reason why credit card companies make this option available is because so many people screw up. So if you're one of those people that can do this and not screw up, the credit card companies are giving you a huge opportunity to make a lot of money off of them, which they don't really care, because, I mean, if you know how banks work, they don't really have the money anyway. So, but that's a whole nother story. But the point is that, you know, I hear people say all the time that the government just prints off money and that they have all this capital that's just available for them out of thin air. Well, this is your way to get that same advantage. You just have to utilize it right, or it'll blow up in your face and you won't have that asset anymore. So I'm happy to sit down and talk to anybody about this strategy that's thinking about it. Just know that if you reach out to me and you tell me, oh, I'm just getting started, blah, 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 I'm going to flat out tell you to not even think about this right now. This is not your first month project of your business. You know, I recommend that you take 6 months to figure out the business first. Feel comfortable with where you are, because I don't want you to listen to a bunch of my podcasts about how I sell on Amazon, then go out and try to do it for yourself, fail, and then come back to me and say, well, I used your credit card system and now I'm $15,000 in debt and I have nothing to show for it. Because I'm going to be honest with you, that's on you. That's not on me. Because just because I tell you that it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So you need to test that system before you go and spend a bunch of money on it. So I think with that, I'm going to wrap this episode up. There is a lot more to this credit system, because, but at this point, I am expanding that credit system a little bit more to see the capabilities of it, but that's kind of in the infancy right now. So I want to make sure that what I think is going to work is going to work. So we may touch back on this subject again, but please, if you're thinking about employing this system, I would recommend just reach out to me just to walk through you on how you're going to do it, just to make sure if I see any red flags or anything that you're missing in your understanding of this. This is a single podcast, and it's very hard to truly lay out everything perfectly for you. So it's better to have just an eye look at it and say, okay, well, I might not have explained this right, quite right, or you may not have understood the way I explained it. And so let's change this one thing up. But I'm going to give you the 10-second recap of this. All you want to do in this system is, if you sign up, start by signing up for Credit Karma. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but they actually feed you credit card offers as well. That's another part of the beauty of Credit Karma, is that you can just go in there and see, and they'll tell you what all the interest-free terms are. They even have a section that you can click on and say, I want to see good interest-free credit cards. Start there. Start applying for credit cards. I recommend, if you can do it every 6 months, if you want to kind of rush it, maybe do it every 3 months so you get 4 credit cards a year. I think if you do 3 months, you'll be fine. You can probably even be a little more aggressive than that. But my thing I would advise you against is, don't just go out there and try to apply for 10 credit cards at once. So once you've done that, start using. Be very diligent about understanding when the interest-free runs out on those credit cards, because the credit card company is not going to do anything to help you in that. I think by law, they have to have the expiration date on your statement. But I've actually seen a couple credit cards that don't do that. So make sure you understand when your credit scores are credit, when the interest free is going to run out. And so you can make sure that you get them paid off. If by some chance you do not get them paid off, you can do a balance transfer, but you want to have that transfer done before that interest free runs out, just to avoid any interest being paid on it. When you do a balance transfer, there is going to be a fee for that. That fee, some people might say it's terrible, but you have an option where if you have $2,000 left on a credit card, you can pay a 5% fee to get another 15 months of free interest on it, or you can just continue to pay it off with interest, which is about 30% a year. So I think in most situations, most people would much rather have 5% than 30%. So, and it goes even beyond that, because that 30% is compounding, whereas the fee that you pay to do a balance transfer is simple. So that makes it even cheaper. And we won't go into that, but just realize that you just want to do a balance transfer. I know there's a fee, but just do it, because it's going to be a lot cheaper than the alternative. And on top of that, the best is just to pay it off. So, and I mean, I think that really covers it all. And hopefully most of you aren't looking at it like, what is this guy talking about? This system would never work. But if you question it, if you think it's like, that doesn't make any sense, that would never work, please reach out to me, because maybe I'm missing something, but I'm pretty sure I'm not, because I'm implementing this in my business today. So I can assure you it does work. If you think it wouldn't work, it's probably just because either I didn't explain something right or you missed something. So, I'll wrap this up. As always, you can reach out to me, sales@kingsridgemedia.com. You can also jump over to Kings Ridge Media and contact me directly through the website. And also check out our book sourcing options, which you can find links to them in the show notes. Or you can also just go over to Kings Ridge Media and book a time to meet with me about those services. We do both automated and more of a hands-on sourcing option, where you can just pick books from a list from our suppliers. great source for inventory and one of the easiest ways you'll ever get books for your business. It's much, much better, in my opinion, than going out to a thrift store. So I highly recommend everybody check that out. And we will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Bookseller Podcast. Join us for the next episode as we discuss all things Amazon bookselling.